Please welcome Michael Kaplan.
Thank you, Kirk. Hi, everybody. In 1966, the Lyndon Johnson administration created the Presidential Fitness Test, which was designed to motivate the out-of-shape youth of America and make exercise fun. But in fact, this was a meticulously constructed, government-authorized delivery system for childhood humiliation. At my school, which was all boys and went from 7th to 12th grade, there were two acknowledged sadists on campus, both of whom were the gym teachers. And so they became the curators of the presidential fitness test. They were basically going to determine how often, how hard, how far, how fast. My primary image of this time was the day they made me climb a rope. I grabbed it, I locked my knees around it, and I went no further. I swung back and forth like one of those metal balls that clacks into the other balls, clack, 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 clack. And that was really my presidential fitness test, the sound of one ball clacking. But things opened up in ninth grade because suddenly there was the option of trying out for a team sport instead of staying in gym class. And this had a lot of appeal to me. First of all, the teams were all coached by teachers at the school. You know, like the water polo team was coached by Mr. Fletcher, who was this, you know, really unassuming math teacher. So that seemed like a nice change of pace. I also really appreciated the idea that there was a shared purpose with a team. In gym class, it was basically every man for himself trying to survive the bloodbath and the whims of these autocratic, sadistic curators. But you know, as a team, you're trying to win games together. You're trying to beat the other team. That was a shared purpose that, you know, I thought could be great. And I just really appreciated the fact that it was a very basic, merit-based system. If you were good, you got on the team. If you played well, you stayed on the team. There was no unconditional love. You know, this wasn't meant to be a family. This was a team. You might end up being the coach's favorite because you kissed his ass, but you still had to be good to get to that position. So I decided to try out for water polo. Now, throughout my childhood, my size and my height has created expectations that were promptly dashed. I kind of look at my physicality as false advertising. In Little League, they called me Big Mike, and they had me bat fourth, had me bat cleanup, because I was meant to bash home runs and drive everybody in, and that didn't happen. And in seventh grade, I was cast as big, bad Bill Sykes and Oliver, and I was just not a credible menace on stage. And so they took one look at me with water polo and the length of my arms and decided, well, you'll be a goalie. And so I went through the practices. And they consisted mainly of swimming. It wasn't like they really tested my mettle. In fact, there was very little goalieing to be done until it was time to have the intra-squad scrimmage. And everybody was going to be split up into teams. We were going to play each other, and that would be a chance for the coach to really evaluate what we were bringing to the party. So one Saturday morning, my very skeptical parents drove me to the school, to the pool. They got into the bleachers. I went and sat with my team. And for the first half, I was just on the bench. And it was a pretty fun time hanging out with my teammates. And then as the halftime break was winding down, the coach looked at me and said, "Kaplan, let's see what kind of a goalie you are." So I got there in the deep end where I had to tread water constantly, and the third quarter began, and the other team got the ball and threw it and scored. And I threw the ball to a teammate who went swimming up the pool and immediately lost it, and the other team threw the ball and scored. And I threw the ball to a teammate, but it was a bad throw, and the other team intercepted it and threw the ball and scored. What kind of a goalie was I? I was a big-hearted, inclusive goalie. I would welcome everyone and every shot. A quarter of water polo is 8 minutes long. I gave up 8 goals. One of them, thrown at the buzzer, came from more than half the pool length and still somehow evaded my desperate fingertips and went in. And the entire other team, dissolved into laughter. I can't imagine that in the history of water polo, any goalie ever had a worse quarter. I mean, it's possible one goalie went blind because of the chlorine, but I doubt it. I think that really, I hold the record. Every single goal was just a stab to my soul, utter humiliation reverberating through me, but the good news was it was in front of my parents. And about 40, 50 other parents as well. And you know, I realized maybe I had undervalued gym class. Because what happens in gym class stays in gym class. But it was too late to reverse anything there. I got out of the pool when the game was over, and I sat with my parents who were stunned and just didn't know what to do. And so I sat beside them, wrapped in my towel, just wanting to disappear. And the older sister of a kid who was in my carpool passed me by and said, "Great game, Mike." And I like shook my head and said, "Yeah, right." And we had to stay and watch the varsity team scrimmage, and we did that, and now it was over. And we are walking to the car, and my father turns to me furious, and he says, "Look, you nasty, unfriendly kid, when someone pays you a compliment, you look at them and say, 'Thank you.'" You know, I'm going through a major adolescent humiliation. I didn't realize this was an etiquette lesson. And I'm in the back of the car now, and I'm really shook up. I mean, again, I am just reverberating with the humiliation, with the shock of being turned on by my father. And I start to cry quietly in the back seat. And my father looks at me in the rearview mirror and growls, "My big boy." And I thought, oh, this is a team too. You know, I really was hoping for a little unconditional love. It would have been so nice if when I got out of the pool, one of them had put their arm around me and said, "That sucked, but you're going to be okay." But I was benched. You know, for all I knew, I was suspended. And I guess, you know, for some people, family is a safe place. And, you know, for some people, family is a trauma zone. And for others, family is kind of the never-ending performance review. And I yelled at my father. I said, can't a person cry? And he just clenched his jaw and said nothing. And my mother looked at me, but not with compassion or sympathy, kind of, you know, that quiet fear, wondering if I was having one of those adolescent crack-ups she was reading about in Psychology Today. And I didn't make the water polo team, but I remained on Team Kaplan. They didn't trade me. They didn't cut me. Over time, I became most valuable player for a few years. Then there were a few years where ownership fretted that maybe I had peaked in college. Then at one point, I think I won Comeback of the Year award. But none of that was what I wanted. And my only way to really break free of that was to marry someone who was never, ever gonna let our family be a team. And no surprise, my parents benched me again.